The best of both conventional and alternative medicine. It's the Dr. Holly Lucille Show. Here's Dr. Holly.
Hi, folks. Thanks for coming back and listening. And guess what? I have Holly Thompson, another Holly with me this segment. We're going to be talking all about cilantro. Boy, my experience with cilantro, just as a layperson, I guess, is that either people love it or they don't. Holly, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much for having me, Holly. This is really fun.
Yay, great. Okay, so you wrote an amazing book that's getting rave reviews, Discover Your Nutritional Style, Your Seasonal Plan for a Healthy, Happy, and Delicious Life. That is just a great title. It is a great tagline. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Yeah, it's you know what, it's been really fun, really rewarding, and it's great to have like everything that you want to share in one place, you know?
Yeah. You know, I love it. I'm actually sort of writing my own book of that. I feel like I have so much information. I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to index it, outline it, and get it out there. So, hey, it'll probably be good for me. So it'll probably make my life and my brain a lot easier. But I am so fascinated. I haven't read the book yet, just to be completely transparent. I definitely want to, because boy, there's this whole idea of having sort of a nutritional style. Like you kind of tease out three types: healthy omnivore, the flexible vegetarian, and the modern vegan. And I think creating some containment and messaging around each of those is probably pretty helpful for folks.
Well, you know what? They all, I mean, it happened organically. They came to me organically through working with people over the years. And I didn't, you know, I started out hating labels and not wanting to label people at all. But what happened was that I like clearly was getting three different types of styles, but yet what I wanted to do was put loose boundaries around them so that people would know, you know what, like you can be a vegan, but it doesn't have to be a religion if you don't want it to be.
Right.
You know, like if you eat salmon and the rest of the time, every once in a while and the rest of the time you're living a predominantly vegan lifestyle, that's okay. You know, like you're not gonna, as I said, it's food, not religion. And the same thing with, you know, a vegetarian diet. A lot of vegetarians were eating kind of a classic vegetarian diet, but then they would eat the occasional piece of chicken. And does that mean, oh, I cheated? Or does it mean, oh, I'm not a vegetarian anymore? No, it just means that you ate a piece of chicken, you know?
And I love it.
And so it doesn't, it doesn't have to be an all or nothing thing.
Well,
and that was really why I created those.
Great. Oh, Holly, I'm so glad that you give people permission and gentleness around that. But let's get down to talking about this incredible herb. And as I said, I know a lot of people don't like cilantro because I love it. But I know it's polarizing, I should say. So talk to me about cilantro. I'll ask you more questions. But yeah, tell me about cilantro.
Yeah, it does seem to be polarizing. Right? People are either like, oh my gosh, you know, I hate that, or they absolutely love it. I definitely fall into the love category. But yeah, cilantro is, you know, one of many herbs and spices that are so beneficial to our health. I really believe that people should begin to incorporate into their everyday diet, everyday meals, not as, you know, some special dish that needs cilantro, but or any other, you know, one of many other herbs for that matter, but just as a way of adding season and good flavor and, most importantly, healthy benefits to our everyday life. So, for example, in my kitchen, I have, you know, most people have salt and pepper. I have a tray of different spices, and I have my favorite herbs and spices that are my go-tos because they're packing a lot of nutritional power, you know, for the punch. And one of those is definitely cilantro or coriander or whatever we want to call it.
Yeah. Okay. So Corey, I was working actually with the Duchess of York, and we kind of had the discussion. She's like, "It's coriander," and I'm like, "Well, it's cilantro here. Over here it is." So what are some of the health benefits of cilantro? Because I mean, I think it's so beneficial.
Yeah, there are some many profound ones. You know, the big one that I love is that it does have such great benefits for our heart. It seems to have a positive effect on cholesterol, in creating good cholesterol and diminishing bad cholesterol. Lowers blood sugar, which is really so important in, you know, today's health environment. It's also anti-inflammatory. Anything that's anti-inflammatory in my book deserves a place on my, you know, my special spice and herb tray, right?
Yeah.
cilantro, one of the cool things is cilantro is known for helping with skin issues.
Wow.
So, there are actually, like, if you can use a cilantro essential oil and, you know, can diffuse it with some coconut oil, for example, it's really beneficial for any kind of, like, itchy, rashy skin, which I think is kind of interesting. A lot of people don't know about that. Probably has to do with the fact that it's antifungal. So, being antifungal means that it, you know, it's going to help with any kind, anything that is yeasty. So, you know, a lot of times rashes are, as you know, are a result of having, you know, excess yeast or maybe, you know, some kind of yeast coming out on your skin or dandruff or things like that. And coriander or cilantro can really help with that. I think that's a good one.
I think that's great. And yes, as you said, you know, skin issues sometimes are a complete inside job. And I think that, you know, sometimes when we go to fight candida or non-candida yeast infections and try to get that good bacteria colonizing and surviving in our gut, there's a lot of stuff to do. But if you could just eat food every day that actually helps in the process, then it gets us out of it quicker. And that's where we can use food as medicine. And so, as you mentioned, cilantro is incredible as far as an anti-inflammatory. And then probably you said, hey, the reason that you said anything with anti-inflammatory, because we have so many other things that are inflammatory in our, in our lifestyles. Certainly poor food choices. A lot of times this amount of stress that we are under and how we don't handle that very well. What other foods or plants help to reduce inflammation?
Well, the big, you know, popular one right now is turmeric. I mean, everybody I know is trying turmeric, and a lot of people are choosing to do it in, you know, dry turmeric in capsules. And adding that into their diets really it seems to help with inflammation of the joints. So any kind of arthritic pain, people are finding relief with turmeric. I like keeping turmeric on my spice tray and using it to color stir fries, or I add it to soups. I was actually on ABC yesterday, and I was saying, you know, just keep it handy, and even for like an organic box soup, for example, that you might have, you know, heat up for lunch, something that simple, add a little bit of your turmeric to it, or add a little bit of your ground coriander or cilantro to your soup, and you're getting those good whole food properties that'll help your benefit your health.
You're using food as medicine. And, you know, I think this is also a point that if it's kind of fail to plan to fail. You know, we have a farmer's market right down the street from where I live, and it's so convenient. And you know what I did this past Sunday, and I love when I get into this groove, and, you know, obviously travel, my schedule takes me out of it like everybody else. But the groove is I go down, I know what I want, I pick it quickly, I come home, wash, cut, prep all of my herbs. I've gotten into hydroponic gardening, so the water gardening, so I do grow a lot of my own herbs now because I live in a very urban environment. All my herbs get cleaned off, they get not chopped, but they, I'll wrap them in paper towel, put them in a plastic bag, and then guess what? I can just pull them out. It's easy peasy in my salad, in my soups, on my meals.
Go.
Yeah, and so fail to plan to fail. This is great information, but if we can't get it into folks' mouths by just saying, listen, you got to do some of the work, then it's all for naught.
Right, that's right, that's right. I love your saying. Are inspiring.
Yeah. All right. So listen, we got 60 seconds. And Holly, this is Holly Thompson. She's the author of Discover Your Nutritional Style, Your Seasonal Plan for a Healthy, Happy, and Delicious Life. I just think it's great. I can't wait to read it because it just seems like you take some of the hot topics of today when it comes to nutrition and especially choices for people, and you let people relax around them a little bit. So anything that does that, I think, is extremely healthy. You can find more of Holly Thompson at HollyThompson, HollyThompson.com. Thank you so much, Sonar, for keeping me on track. Lauren, my producer, everybody at Radio MD. You can follow us on Twitter or Facebook by going to Your Radio MD. Check out RadioMD.com as well. Scroll around, as Melanie says, and learn something. Thanks so much.